Swiss psychiatrist Paul Tournier opens one of his most popular books with these words. Basically, we're all looking for a place, for some place to be. From the first breath of birth to the last breath of death, it is the human condition to be searching for a place, for some place to be, for some place to live our lives, for some place to be accepted, for some place to be loved, for some place to find meaning and purpose and direction in our days. We're all searching for a place to be. Maybe that's why John 14 is such a powerful passage in all the Bible. Let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many abiding places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. God has a place for you. God has a place for you. When I think about a place to be, I think about family. When God made you and God made me, He made us a part of a family. He gave us grandmas, grandpas, uncles and sisters and brothers and lots of other people along the way to help us along the road of life. We are blessed with people around us who care about us and hold us accountable and ask us to be responsible. We belong to a family. Family is at the essence of society. It is the core of what we're about, and no other institution will replace the institution of family in our community together. We need strong families. We need you to be about the business of building healthy, strong families. Henry Nouwen says, we're people who have an address, but we're very seldom at home. We're people who have a home, but you can't necessarily find us there. We're out doing things. We're going places. We have responsibilities. We have things to do. We have places to go. We have things that call for our attention. But do we have home? Do we have a place of safety? Do we have a center of love? Do we have a community of acceptance? Is there a home at your house? There are many side effects of cancer that I could do without. I hate the weakness. I hate the limitations that it puts on my life. I hate the nausea. I hate the pain. I hate all of the things that come with it. But I must say, there has been a blessing or two that's come along this journey, this difficult journey of my life. It has turned my heart toward home. It has taught me to go back to family. It has taught me to find the power of an intimate group of people. I've learned a spiritual intimacy with my wife that I never thought possible in the earlier years of our lives together. Everybody needs a place. Everybody needs a place to be. And family is a place to be. Robert Frost says home is a place where when you go, they have to take you in. Well, I would like to think that's not true. The Bible says home is a place where when you go there, they're glad to take you in. Isn't that the story of the prodigal son? And the father goes out to greet him, shouting with each step, "Welcome home, my child, come on in. Welcome home, my son. It's good to see you again. We need a place. We need a place to belong. We need a place to be. We need a place." When our oldest son, Wes, was about 19 or 20, at that late adolescent stage of life in college, he was working in Florida one summer when we made a move from Lexington to Louisville and changed pastorates. And we called him up about the move and consulted him about it and said, "What do you think about us making this transition?" And he in a nice late adolescent fashion says, you can live wherever you want to. I don't live at your house anymore. I'm an adult now. I'm out on my own. I've got my own life. I live my own way. I don't have to worry about you in any way, form, or shape. So we took him up on it and we moved. About 2 weeks later, I got the longest six-page sob story I've ever gotten from one of my children. I don't have a home. You robbed me of my place. You moved off to this new city. You're living in a new house and I don't even know what it looks like. I know my mama put up my room, but it won't be the same when we get there. We all need a place. And when we lose a place, there's something lost deep inside of us. I have a place for you. And when I think about place, I think about family. When I think about place, I think about the church. The churches of God and shall exist to the end of time for the edification of believers and the building up of the community and helping people in their discipleship. I believe in the church because the church is a place to be. The church is not about a denomination. It's not about buildings. It's not about pastors. It's not about customs. It's not about traditions. The church is about a community, a place where people belong to one another and belong to God, a place where you can come and love and be loved and form a vital, lifelong relationship with God Almighty. That's what the church is all about. Now, I want to say to parents today, who over 100 of them brought their children yesterday afternoon to be confirmed into this congregation, I want to say to you today, thank you. Just a heartfelt, sincere thank you. You kept your baptismal vows. You took these words we shared here today in every service that we celebrated this weekend, and you've taken them to heart. It hadn't been easy. There are a lot of distractions. There are a lot of temptations. There are all kinds of things that would pull you and your family away from God and away from the church. But you hung in there. You stayed with it. You kept your dedication true and real. And I want to tell you today, it'll make a difference. It'll make a difference in time, but it'll also make a difference in eternity. It'll make a difference forever because you kept your son or daughter under the ministry and the guidance of the church. That's what church is all about. And to you who are making professions of faith today and receiving baptisms and coming a part of full members of this congregation, let me say to you today, the church needs you. The church needs you not next year, not 10 years from now, not when you're as old as I am. The church needs you right now. Right where you are in the midst of life, the church needs you. It needs you now. It needs you to be a witness to the faith. It needs you to provide a place where other people can find connections. It needs your service. It needs your best efforts and your best energy. I was 11 years old, when I first felt the nudge to become a minister in the Church of Jesus Christ. Many of you who have been confirmed here this weekend are about that age. God has a place for you. God needs you. God wants you. You have an opportunity to serve other people in wonderful, miraculous sort of ways if you will attach yourself to a calling. And God is calling some of you to full-time Christian service, and he's calling all of us to be in ministry together in the church. It is God's call upon our lives. Don't ever forget the sacred call. The church needs you. It needs you today. It needs you now. Well, let me say something else. You need the church. You need the ministry that it alone can provide. You need a place where you can be loved, not because of what you do, because of who you are. You need a place where you can talk to God. There is a spiritual vacuum in your soul that will never, ever be satisfied until you make that connection with God Almighty. I hope you know what I'm talking about today. You need the church. You need what it has to provide. And whether you're young or old or married or single or rich or poor or strong or weak or leader or follower, the church is of God and you need what it has to offer to you today. When I think about a place to be, I think about the church of God. And I give thanks from the depths of my soul, because for a lifetime now, the church has given me a place to be. A place to be. When I think about a place to be, I think about my heavenly home. I go to prepare a place for you. The place Jesus prepares has got plenty of room. There's nothing narrow about it. There's nothing exclusive about it. There's nothing limited about it. It has no limited access. Heaven was made for you. And it's big enough to receive all who have gone before us. And big enough to receive all who are yet to come. Oh, I know. We hang no vacancy signs on our hotels here and there along the way. But there's no such sign on heaven. The sign there is, everybody's welcome. Come on in. God has prepared a place. God has prepared a place for you. And let there be no doubt in your mind. Just settle that today. Down in your soul, if there's some question in your heart about where you're going when you die, why don't you just settle that today? Just once and for all, right now, here in the presence of the Lord God Almighty, be assured that God has a place for you, and don't ever worry about it ever, ever again. In my Father's house are many, many abiding places. But you know what makes heaven great? It's not the size of the rooms. And it's not the pearl sidewalks. And it's not the streets of gold. But what makes heaven great are the people that you meet there. The people that you know and will come to see again. Friends will be there. We have loved long ago. Peace like a river around us will flow. We will be in the presence of God and in the company of one another. And separations will be ended. And pain will disappear. And we will most of all be in the presence of Jesus. Did you catch that phrase? No wonder we love it so much. Where I am. Where I am. There you will be. Also, do you get it? Where I am, there you will be also. Barbara Walters, the great journalist, is not a believer. Yet a couple of years ago, she did a special documentary on heaven. She says in an interview that it's the most interesting documentary I've ever done in my life. I think there's a great need and a great soul searching in this country, says Barbara. People want to know about life after death. They want to know about this place called heaven. And then she says this, if you can believe that when you die, you go to a better place, it certainly makes life more comfortable here on earth. If you can believe that when you die, you go to a better place, it certainly makes life more comfortable here on earth. And I want to say to you today, you can believe. You can believe. I have a place for you. A place here. A place now. A place in the kingdom of God. But I have a place forever. For eternity. That goes on and on and on. Where people shall live and rejoice. And produce. Forever and ever. I want to say to you today, claim your citizenship in the kingdom of God. Claim your citizenship in the kingdom of God. God has a place for you. Amen. Amen.